Welcome back for part two of our conversation of redefining failure with Octavio Avila. And I really like that idea of outcomes. We so often focus on a single outcome, the outcome being you get the job. And I think kind of pivoting away from this kind of binary dynamic of a single outcome of getting the job is success and everything else is failure. No, I don't believe that's true. And that's something I want to impart to our listeners is this idea of outcomes, an outcome of you get the feedback on your interview or your resume of this is an area that was lacking. That is an outcome. And that is a very valuable outcome right. for the future. It's not a detriment to you. It's now, okay, moving forward, I have more information. And I also really like how you brought up the kind of the topic of the hiring process. You have been on the other side of the hiring process, and I'm sure you've seen this. I for certain have seen this, where there are times where there is a single spot and there are three or four extremely qualified applicants, and it comes down to nitty-gritty things. It comes down to things completely out of your control that just weigh it in one favor or the other. And sometimes you just have to, I've been in some hiring situations where it's unfortunate, but the reality was we just had to, we had one spot and we had multiple candidates and we just had to, we just picked one. And that came from a variety of different areas. And so I think really redefining this failure for me comes down to redefining how you think, the opportunity to learn and to grow.
No, I agree. And that's, you know, that's a learning curve, so to speak. It's also an experiential yes. curve because, you know, kudos to anybody who makes the attempt, you know, yes. it could be nerve-wracking because you're putting yourself out there. You could say you're making yourself vulnerable to the possibility of not netting the desired result. And mm-hmm. that takes courage, you know, yep. but it's that same courage that drives you forward and enables you to act. And you learn from that, you know, yeah. whether you achieve the desired outcome or not. And a few things that kind of come to mind, I alluded to earlier, like to some analogies. So, you know, a personal one first is like, okay, I love to run.
Yes.
I run long distance. I run marathons. Now, I might have a goal of like, oh, I'm going to do a 3:30 marathon. Mm-hmm. I will train for that. And you train for that. And you do what's in your control to train accordingly, your nutrition, your training regimens, your periodization and the like. But when you're at the event, there may be some factors that in a lot of your training is like, I did not anticipate it was going to be 3 degrees hotter yes. or that there was going to be a bottleneck or any number of things that now altered your time, your goal. But all that to say is like, but okay, so maybe I didn't get that outcome I desired. I'm not a failure.
No.
I still put in 4 months of work.
Yes.
And I learned a lot and I trained mm-hmm. and I could still run and do marathons and do long distance running. It's like, it's as if that marathon or that desired outcome should not define all the effort and who you are mm-hmm. that you put into the last 4 months. It's like, well, that's only one sliver of the experience of the process. If I put all my identity just in that outcome, then I forgo everything that I invested in all yeah. those 4 months. So it's almost as if the 4 months of training is that much more valuable or equally as valuable as mm-hmm. the desired outcome. Because it's like, you know what? Now I know I can run marathons. I could yes. do 3:30s and maybe I didn't have a desired outcome, but that doesn't mean I like running any less.
Yes. You still learn things. And I think that's the same thing with the analogies. And I want to hear more of your analogies because I love them. I love analogies. Of there is part of the process, part of these getting to these outcomes in careers is you're learning about yourself. That's one of the most important things that one of the first things, in fact, we talk about with students is learn who you are as a person. Learn, do those self-assessments, learn who it is, who you are intrinsically. So part of this process. You might not get, like you said, a desired outcome, the job or whatever, but there's still so much valuable data, so much valuable information of, oh, I now have a greater understanding of who am I as a person. And maybe that outcome, based on the work that I have now done, maybe that outcome wouldn't have been as desirable as I previously thought before I had done all the work. So it's just learning. And I love taking kind of a growth mindset with it.
No, definitely. And that's the thing is like, you know, regardless of the outcome, it's not conditional, you know, you enjoy the process, the effort, the journey, you know, it's as if you're giving equal value to the process, the journey and the destination, the outcome, despite the outcome, despite the, you know, the destination necessarily, because it's like, if you put all your efforts just in that or focus on that, then it's like, well, what about all the effort that you put into it leading up to that point? And this is where I think people who engage in athletics, sports, music, any kind of performance, there's a psychology that is, I think, very fruitful and helpful, where it's like, you know, you have to separate yourself from the outcome. You have to divorce yourself from the outcome because you are not your outcome. You know, any given Saturday for watching college football, I mean, these are football teams that are going at it, the best of the best, you know, win or lose. It's like, okay, well, this is a, you know, multi-game season.
Yeah.
If we lose, okay, well, on to the next one. Let's focus on the next one. Same thing with let's say musicians, you know, maybe you miss a note in a concerto or in a performance. It's like, chances are you're not going to stop loving music.
Yeah,
because maybe you missed a note or a rest or whatnot. But even then, if you do, it's like, uh-oh, what does that tell me? Oh, yeah, I should, you know, read this, or I got to calibrate, or I need to practice this again, or whatnot. So there's still takeaways and information that you could utilize with the mindset of like, you know, I'm invested in the journey. I'm invested in giving it my effort, my best, but I'm not going to let the outcome, whether it's desired or not, define who I am. Because it could crush people. And it's like, you could, given the word that we're using, you could fail at the attempt, but that does not mean that you are a failure.
Yes. Yes, that label. Something that I also wanted to kind of pick your brain on and get your opinions on is we're making these analogies to music, to running, and things like this that are good, noble hobbies and pursuits. But when we're talking about careers, we're also talking about people's livelihoods. We're talking about money, how you support yourself. Yeah. So there's that added pressure. So I want to get your thoughts and your opinions on this hypothetical student who is hopefully listening to this, who is in the midst of this kind of quote unquote failure spiral, where they have put out 20, 30, 40 applications, and it's not clicking. And they are close to graduation, or they are an alumni who has graduated, and it's no longer, it's a little bit harder to divorce the outcome from the process, like we've been talking about. What different or additional, or is it the same advice, in your opinion, would you give to this person who is feeling that I need something to survive, and if I don't get it, then there's a much more negative outcome? Please join us for part 3 and the conclusion of our conversation with Octavio Avila on redefining failure.